Voyage.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey, listeners, this is Nat Mundell, founder of Voyage, and I am so pleased and honored to introduce you guys to Jane Lynch, who stars in our new fiction dark comedy crime podcast, Love, Murder, Florida. Obviously, Jane is a comedy icon from her many performances in the mockumentary films of Christopher Guest, like Best in Show, A Mighty Wind, and also dozens of incredible roles in various films and shows like Role Models, Talladega Nights, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, and Glee, just to name a few. Jane, it's a real pleasure and honor. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure and honor.
Oh, I appreciate that too. So is this your first podcast performance?
No, I've done a few. I've been a narrator on some things, and I'm trying to think if I actually played a character. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've done a couple of them. This isn't my first rodeo, Nat.
Okay. Got it. And it's not your first fiction podcast either.
No, it's not.
Mm-mm. Wow. Well, cool. Yeah. Well, we're so honored that you accepted this role. So
you bet. It's so funny. It's great. And it's dark and it's hilarious.
Yeah. We love this one. So on that note, in many ways, this show, you know, it's about female friendship. And in this case, a toxic one
right.
Turns deadly. So was there anything specifically in this that resonated for you in terms of the relationships between your character and her frenemy?
Well, I have had competition between friends where we try to, we don't necessarily try to one-up each other, but we end up doing it because we're trying to get ahead. And you try not to take it personally and kill somebody for it. So I have not gone that far in friendships where someone has tried to kill me or I have tried to kill them.
So empathy to a limit.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Now, Florida, right? We all have views about Florida, and it's obviously a character in this show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Florida is often thought of as fairly strange and diverse, and there's so many different aspects to it, but have you been, and have you had anything strange happen when you've been there?
Yes, every time I go to Florida, something strange happens. I tour with a band, and we usually do a lot of the more north you go in Florida, the more normal it seems to get. Although Jacksonville was kind of weird too. Something like the people are just different. They don't follow through on things. And I'm speaking so generally, but as a musician and performer, things are kind of half baked. Things that other places would think of taking care of. They're like, oh, we're supposed to do that too. So just weird stuff like that. And it's kind of, you know, from what I've been hearing in the news, I haven't experienced this myself, but it's kind of a big grift for a lot of people. A lot of con men and women find their way in Florida. And I guess there's a lot of, you know, it's kind of accepted, and a lot of people don't seem to go to jail for it. And so, yeah, it's kind of known for its grift. It's grifters.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, maybe metaphorical tank tops instead of button downs. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And they love the weather. And I, for one, you know, God bless them, but I don't like the humidity. The last time I was in Florida, I almost passed out onto the pavement from the humidity.
You and me both. I grew up with a redheaded afro. And so my hair plus humidity equals major problem.
Oh, so you're a Floridian?
No, I said my hair plus Florida is a problem, right?
Me too.
I don't do humidity well.
Me neither. I went to Daytona Beach for spring break in my junior year in high school, and I had the worst sunburn of my life. Even though the lifeguards came over to me out of the kindness of their heart, but also they wanted to sell me something and said, you know, you're pretty light. And you really have to put on sunblock. And I was like, yeah. So I did, but then I rolled over in the back of my thighs. I didn't put on any. I had to go to Arthur Treacher's and I sent somebody to Arthur Treacher's to get vinegar because we didn't want to buy it. We wanted it for free. So, and she poured it over my legs and that helped to cut the burn.
Well, at least you didn't have to do the wives' tale of what happens on the beach when you get stung by a stingray with a lifeguard, you know?
No, what happens there? Tell me that story.
Oh,
What's
they come over and they say they got to pee on your leg.
Oh, is that right? Oh, yeah, I didn't know about that one. That's kind of kinky. It's funny. I'm watching God Forbid right now. It just came out. It's about the Falwells and the pool boy.
Right.
It's a documentary. It's pretty Florida and pretty interesting.
Okay, we'll have to check that out.
Check that baby out.
So on the topic of good shows and good writing, you know, every character, regardless of villain or otherwise, like really they're the hero of their own story, right? Like their
absolutely
point of view is what they're up to in the world is perfectly normal,
right,
and justified. So, you know, your character clearly, you know, a bit challenging stuff, but where were you able to find your own hero in that?
Well, this is, you know, I'm one of those people who likes to get ahead, but I have a little more compassion for my fellow man than this particular Jane that I'm voicing in this show. I would, you know, never go that far. And I think I'm too filled with Catholic guilt to, you know, so openly take something from a supposedly a friend, but obviously Ruth is not her friend. She's just, you know, a tool for her.
Exactly.
And that's what narcissists do. They see people as a means of furthering themselves. It's a very selfish personality disorder, which I think Jane definitely is a narcissist and perhaps even sociopathic.
Agreed. So, you know, that this role, but in so many incredibly historic roles in your career or sort of maybe historic is not the right word, but what
I'm still alive now.
Yes, you're so sorry. Foot in mouth disease happening right now. What have you not done that you wanted to do?
Nothing. I mean, I have, I don't know that I ever had goals on what I wanted to do. I was always just happy to be invited to the party. So I haven't sat down and said, I'd like to play, you know, Lady M in the Scottish play, which is, we can't say exactly what that play is because it's considered bad luck, but it's a Shakespeare, the Scottish Shakespeare play. You know, I have no desire to play one thing or another. I've had things offered to me that I'm, you know, thought I'd never want to do, like game show host. And here I am, you know, hosting, I've hosted one game show and I'm hosting one now and I love it, but it certainly wasn't something I wanted to do.
Wow. Amazing. Well, that's fun. I would imagine that's a totally different production with a
total
lifestyle to it.
It is. It's great. And it's a character too. I mean, I'm playing a character. There's the confines of that character. And there's just certain parts of my personality I bring to it. And, but it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Now, in regards to where your roles have intersected with pop culture and you know, what when you, you know, when you're out on the street or whatever, and, you know, people come up to you, is there one role in particular that they're always calling back to you?
Well, it depends on the time and it depends on the person. Okay. Like right now, a lot of Sophie Lennon and Only Murder in the Building. Sophie Lennon from Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. But there was a time, and every once in a while, I still get it, you know, young men between the ages of like 15 and 25, it'll be role models.
Oh.
And in fact, role models is still kind of a thing that the young guys watch.
Yeah. There's it's funny to have some of those movies come full circle.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, people are watching. It's having a resurgence. And so is Glee. Glee is having a resurgence.
Oh, how cool.
Right now. So it's a whole new generation of young people watching Glee.
Well, what's next? What's on the horizon? What do you want your fans to know?
I would like my fans to know that I'm about to shoot another season of The Weakest Link, which I love to do, the game show on NBC.
Yep.
And I'll be doing that in the next 3 weeks. And then the band I tour with Kate Flannery, who was Meredith the Drunk in the Office. She and I are touring the country with the Tony Guerrero Quintet. And we do a Christmas show. We have an album called A Swingin' Little Christmas. that came out about 7 years ago, and it's Christmas music in kind of the late 50s, early 60s swing.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. So you can get that album on any of your, you know,
is
your
it
music
already,
platforms.
is it already
oh, it's been out?
Out
for about 7 years. Yeah. And we've been touring it for a while. It's called
but
A Swingin' Little Christmas.
But you have an upcoming tour with that Christmas show.
Yeah.
Too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll be at Joe's Pub in New York. We'll be at the City Winery in Boston. We'll be at the Notre Dame. We'll be in Crystal Lake, which is in Chicago, and Costa Mesa, all the big haunts. No,
Oh,
they're actually
cool.
little, they're little venues, you know, with a few hundred people. So it's kind of an intimate show.
Well, my goodness, Costa Mesa is right around the corner. I hope
oh,
I
good.
Right.
The 18th, you're invited. You let me know and I'll set you up.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll off to offline that. Well,
yeah,
listen,
yeah.
Jane, thank
yeah.
you.
You bet.
Honestly, as my producer Dan and I were getting ready for this, we both acknowledged that, you know, we've talked to a lot of celebrities, but this is the most exciting and sort of like, I don't know, it's got warm fuzzies for me.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, I felt warm and fuzzy talking to you, and not so much doing the recording because Jane is a bit of a sociopathic narcissist.
Amazing. Well, you can find Love Murder Florida on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. And I want to thank our star, Jane Lynch, for Voyage Media. This is Nat Mundell signing off.